Tonight, a very special guest on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, all-star center of the 1993 Memorial Cup champion Sioux Greyhounds. Let's give a huge welcome here to Ralph Internewell. Welcome, Ralph, to the broadcast.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing great up here. Great to hear from you. I'm sure the Sioux fans excited to talk with Ralph Internovel. Ralphie, 258 points over a three-year career here as a Sioux Greyhound. 106 goals, 152 assists. Memorial Cup appearances in all 3 years as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. What do you think about playing in Sault Ste. Marie, bud?
It for sure changed my life. I mean, I met my wife there, a whole bunch of friends, and as far as hockey goes, it was three of my greatest years of playing. We had such a great time and met a lot of great friends.
Ralphie, we're going to break it down year by year. Your first season, your rookie season, 1991. He played 63 games, 25 goals, 42 assists as a rookie, 67 points. You were fourth in team scoring. Some of the players on that team were Colin Miller, Adam Foote, Denny Lambert, Jarrett Reed, Bob Bugner was a rookie, Bannister was a rookie, Rick Kowalski also on that team. The team finished first in the M's, and they were the OHL champions, and they finished fourth that season at Memorial Cup. Tell us all about that first year.
Me coming in as a rookie, I mean, I just wanted to go out there and, you know, have fun and, you know, actually just wanting to play on the team. You know, I was fighting for a spot and just everything worked out well and I made the team and it was just great. Like you said, we had some great veterans who led the way and helped us rookies out.
Ralphie, you, Ted Nolan was the coach at that time. Tell the Greyhound listeners your relationship with Coach Ted Nolan.
Well, he was a great coach. He was a great player's coach. If there was any problems, it was easy for him for us to go to talk to him, and he helped me out a lot. You know, gave me the confidence to play, and he put me on the ice quite a bit. So I have a lot to thank for him for sure.
Ralph, you're number two, 1991-92 season. The team did quite well. Finished first in the M's division. They're the OHL champions. They defeated the North Bay Centennials 4-3 to make their way to the Memorial Cup. And they lost 5-4 to the Cantaloupe Blazers in the finals that second year of the Memorial Cup. Yourself, 65 games, 50 goals, 63 assists, 113 points. You led the team year number two as a Sioux Greyhound. Again, some of the players on there, Rick Kowalski, Jarrett Reed, Colin Miller, Dave Matsos was on that team, Mark Mateer, Aaron Gavey came in as a rookie, Jeff Toms. Talk a little bit about that season, to the Memorial Cup.
Well, that was a great season for me personally. I mean, you know, scoring 50 goals was such a big accomplishment for me, and I think I'd have to thank Jarrett Reed for that. You know, me and him were pushing each other to be better. You know, I think he scored 53 goals that year, and I was like, you know what, it'd be nice if I can reach 50, and. You know, I did. So, I mean, we had a lot of great, great talent on that team. And that was the year, you know, we lost with, I think it was 14.6 seconds left in the Memorial Cup. But, wow. You know, as far as the year went, it was great. And I think that's what helped us get over the hump for the third year.
Well, you're number three. You talked about it. That was the big biggest year in hockey as a Sioux Greyhounds Memorial Cup champions. 1992-93 was the Sioux Greyhounds. Yourself, 54 games played that season, 31 goals, 47 assists, 78 points. You were third in team scoring that season. Nolan was the coach. Kevin Hodson, Kluche were the goaltenders. Tell the Greyhounds a little bit about that team, and then we'll talk about that Memorial Cup.
Well, you know, I think that year, you know, we had when I was drafted there, we had a whole bunch of rookies and we all played together for 3 years. So, I mean, this was, one of those years where, like, you know, this is our last year, our last crack at the can. So, I think that's what motivated us to play hard and to finish strong and get into that Memorial Cup once again.
Ralphie, not only for yourself, we got to mention at Christmas time you played that season in the World Juniors, 3 goals, 2 assists in your play with Team Canada at the World Juniors. You come back, the team defeats the Peterborough Petes 4 games in a Super Series for the right to host Memorial Cup. Of course, the Sioux was able to host that cup, got a bye in that first round, defeated the Owen Sound Platers 4-0 in the quarterfinals, defeated the Detroit Junior Red Wings 4-1 in the semis, and then the team lost to the Peterborough Petes 4-1 in the league finals. But the Hounds were hosting the Memorial Cup, got into that Memorial Cup. You guys caught fire, defeated the Petes 4-2 in that championship game. Yourself, accolades, you won the award for the most valuable player, the Stafford Smythe Memorial Award, as the most valuable player in the Memorial Cup. Also, All-Star Center, All-Star Team of the Memorial Cup. Boy, what a season. Tell us all about the Memorial Cup experience.
Well, I mean, what's there to say? I mean, it was, you know, for us, winning the Super Series there, that was basically our finals. You know, we wanted to make sure we were hosting it, because we knew that we had the best fans in the league. So, I mean, by hosting it at home, that would give us that extra boost we needed. And you know, we lost in the finals, but we were okay with that, because we knew we were in the Memorial Cup regardless. And you know, the rest is history, man. We had a great tournament, and it was nothing like playing in front of our fans. They were just great, and I don't know what else to say, man. It was such a great experience winning it at home, for sure.
Ralphie, I remember that experience. The players riding on the Zamboni out in front of on Queen Street and down Bay Street, and the crowd, just nobody left the rink watching you guys skate around with that Memorial Cup. It was just crazy. Take us back into the dressing room of that Memorial Cup time there.
I don't think, like you said, I don't think we spent much time in the dressing room. I know I was one of the guys on the Zamboni, so I mean, I think we just took our skates off and headed towards the Zamboni and took her for a ride on Queen Street there in the pouring rain. I remember that.
Well, I seen some of the guys out front of the old Memorial Gardens with the skates on there. it was just a memorable. The fans will never forget it, and they thank you certainly for those memories. You know, the Memorial Cup time. Even today, the Greyhounds tied for the record of most consecutive appearances in the Memorial Cup there for 3 consecutive years. Ralph, you moved on. Professional hockey, 92, you were drafted to the Oilers in that fourth round, the 96th overall. Went on to play 5 seasons, I believe, in the Oilers franchise. Got in with the Leafs for a few games and over to Europe. Tell us all about your professional career.
Yeah, well, like you said, I was drafted by the Oilers in the fourth round, and you know, I just wanted to go there and have a good camp. And unfortunately, I was, you know, going up and down a lot, so you know, Edmonton brought me to the minors, and I had to clear waivers, and Toronto picked me up. And that was great for me, you know, being a Toronto boy. So I got to play 3 games in Toronto, and that was my, you know, anybody from Toronto loves playing for the Leafs, so that was my
absolutely
big dream come true. So that was fantastic.
Tell the Greyhound listeners, we talked off air, you got reclaimed again by the Edmonton Oilers. Tell the Greyhound listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I played 3 games in Toronto, and then they wanted to send me down to the minors. I think it was St. John's at the time, and in order for me to be sent down, I'd have to clear waivers again, and there were the Edmonton Oilers picking me right back up, so I ended up back to where it all started.
Well, you played with the Oilers, a spot at the with the Hamilton Bulldogs, a brief time there, and then over to Europe. Ralphie, tell the Greyhound listeners all the years over in Europe, the experience over there.
Oh, playing in Europe was a great experience. I mean, you know, the hockey was a shorter season. I think we played maybe 2 games a week. And it was more of my style, you know. A lot of, it was a little faster open ice, more you know, finesse game. And you know, my wife and I, Terry, we got to spend a lot of time there and travel, do a lot of traveling because you don't play many games. So we got to see a lot of places over there in Europe. And you know, our son was born there, so we have a lot of memories in Europe, that's for sure.
Ralphie, for the Greyhound fans, share a special story, a funny story, possibly, as a Sioux Greyhound.
Well, the one funniest story that I can remember was I borrowed my wife's car. She had a, I don't know, it was an old Malibu, I think it was, and only, I think only one door in the, out of the whole four doors worked, and it wasn't very reliable, and I remember bringing it to my billets, you know, my girlfriend at the time, she would let me borrow the car to go home and then bring it to school in the morning. And you know, every morning I'd bring it, I'd tell my billets I was going to school, and they'd stand by the bay window, their big window, and watch me try to start the car. It would never start. I still remember to this day their faces in the window just laughing at me all the time because I couldn't get it started. So that was a funny moment.
Mention who the Billet family was back then, Ralphie. I'm sure they may be listening to this.
Well, unfortunately, Forty Varco passed away, but Ann Varco is still kicking around, I think, and she's I don't know if she still billets to this day or not, but she had a lot of billets after I was gone, that's for sure. So I'd like to say hi to her and Varco.
Well, I'll tell you, Ralphie, Ann Varco is still involved with the Greyhounds. She looks after the media room with another lady at every game, doesn't miss, and she loves all her billets. We're always chatting about different people and all her special meals. Everybody come over, as she told me, over to her place, and it was quite a place to be billeted at the Varcos.
Oh no, they were the best. I mean, I couldn't ask for better billets than them. They treated Terry Pappas and Tom McDonald and I like we were her own kids. And you know, I can't thank her profusely enough that what she did for us, that's for sure.
Well, I think you named the three favorites right there. You hit the nail right on the head. Ralphie, just as we got to close out here, just tell us a little bit about the fans of the Memorial Gardens, your thoughts about playing in front of them.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, definitely when I played there, they were the best fans in the league. You know, they were fantastic. Like, it's hard to explain when you're not playing, but when you're playing, like, just them cheering and being there and, you know, even on the streets, you know, let's go, like, seeing signs in every store, like, Greyhounds go, it's one of the best places to play. The 3 years I played in the Sioux, I can honestly say that they were the best few years of my hockey career.
And as we close out, I think maybe you better give the father-in-law a little a special shout out there. He'll be listening to this, I'm sure.
He gets enough publicity, that guy. how you doing, Lou?
Louis Turco, does he have you converted to the Canadians, Montreal Canadians?
Oh, never, never.
Yeah.
No, doesn't matter what he does, he'll never do that.
He ribs me about the Bruins all the time, Ralphie. Well, you know what? On behalf of all the fans up in the Sioux here, we really thank you for all the memories that you have put in their minds. You were an awesome player here in the Sioux, and we look forward to seeing you, obviously, back around Sault Ste. Marie.
I would love to show up sometime and get reunited with you guys.
Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Thank you.